USA Radio News with John DeMester.
The editorial page in the Friday edition of the Capital Gazette simply listing the names of the journalists shot and killed Thursday afternoon in Annapolis, Maryland. The heading simply saying this page intentionally left blank today to commemorate the victims of Thursday's shootings at our office. Meantime, investigators learning more about that attack. Here is Wes Adams. He's the state attorney.
Evidence that suggested a coordinated attack, the barricading of a back door, and the use of a tactical approach and hunting down and shooting the innocent victims in this case.
The president says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. Kennedy announcing on Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women on a short list. Pro-lifers are hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tehran's government resuming operations at an Iranian nuclear plant shut down nearly a decade ago. Leaders saying they want it ready in the event talks with the European Union about saving the nuclear agreement fall through. Their nuclear chief earlier this month ordering preparations to increase after the U.S. pulled out of that disastrous agreement. Canada's prime minister finalizing plans to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. The plan's expected to hit nearly $12.5 billion worth of U.S. goods with tariffs. Canadian provinces pledging over $1.5 billion in aid to Canadian companies affected by those tariffs that include Canadian worker retraining and marketing assistance to grow Canadian employers. And a new poll says the majority of U.S. public doesn't want the Supreme Court to overturn the landmark abortion legalization case, Roe v. Wade. The poll conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, releasing its results to the public right after the president announces he'd appoint a new justice to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hillary Clinton comparing herself to Winston Churchill in an interview with the British newspaper The Guardian while responding to a question about her stepping down from public service to help heal U.S. political divisions. She quickly corrected the statement but explained she was implying that leaders like Winston Churchill were also seen as polarizing figures but didn't step away from their public service. It's not your imagination. An expert says your nose does look bigger in selfies. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A reconstructive facial surgeon at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School named Dr. Boris Pashkover says it's not your imagination. Selfies do make your nose look bigger. So do any close photographs taken with a smartphone. And he says it's the smartphone that's to blame. They typically make the base of the nose look 30% wider and the tip of the nose look 7% wider when the photos are taken at close range, and selfies are typically taken from 12 inches away. He says it's not like he doesn't like their business, but he says when patients come in demanding nose jobs purely because they don't like how they look in their selfies, he proves it to them by taking a portrait at about a distance of 4 to 5 feet away. But still, he says, most of those patients still insist on nasal surgery, saying it's important for them to look good in their selfies. I'm Chris Barnes.
And there's some new laws across the country that kick in July 1st. They range in subject from new driving laws to new boating regulations. I'm John DeMaster. This is USA Radio News.